Hi, welcome to Teen Thought. This is our first episode, so bear with us if it gets a bit awkward. My name is Ali.
And my name is Aliza, and I'm going to be co-hosting most of Ali's episodes.
This podcast is mainly about social topics, coming from a lot of young teens' perspective. Hope you enjoy. So this episode's about zodiac signs. What do you think about zodiac signs?
Honestly, they're a really interesting topic. I love to speak about it because it speaks about every personality out there. It does stereotype quite a lot, but that's what makes it a bit more interesting and more fun to see what they stereotype about you or other people or your friends.
I agree. I think zodiac signs are very interesting and they can be correct most of the time, but at the same time, they're not always right. But it's a fun topic to discuss. Personally, I'm a Scorpio, which means I was born in between October 23rd and November 21st.
Yeah. And I was a Cancer.
Which means you were born between June 21st and July 22nd. And if I'm correct, your sign is a crab.
Yes, I'm a wee crab. Crab, crab. How was that? Crab,
crab. Well, I'm a scorpion, so that's great. Aries is a ram. I'm not really sure what a ram is, but Taurus is
ram?
A bull.
One of those,
Taurus.
No, wait. Ram is has those horns and it rams into stuff.
Ram? Sorry.
Oh.
Well, the Taurus is a bull and Gemini is twins. Well, I heard somewhere that there was rumors about the twins and Gemini. If you and your twin were Gemini, you were Satan's children or something.
Yeah, the Gemini twins.
There's strange rumors, but Leo is lion, Virgo is virgin. I'm not sure what virgin it's referring to, but just Libra scales, Sagittarius archer, Capricorn goat. I love that personally. I love goats. Goats are amazing.
Not a normal person is a Capricorn.
Aquarius, water bearer, Pisces, fishes. Now discussing the topic about that NASA recently last year announced the 13th sign exists. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I'm not into that stuff. I don't want to change my zodiac sign. I quite like it, and them releasing a new one, this is such a historic, I don't know how to explain it, but this is zodiac signs have been so historic and they've always stayed the same, and now suddenly they change, which I just don't like the fact of, honestly. I don't like change. That's just the, I don't like it. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool, but at the same time, I don't really like it because they've just decided to shift everything. And basically, I would have been a Virgo, and you would have been a Libra or something.
See, I don't like that. I like being a Cancer. I like being a little water crab, you know? I don't want to be a Libra.
And they, I don't know how to pronounce it, Ophicius. Oh, that was so bad. But yeah, it's between November 29th and December 17th. Personally, I'm not going to adapt to the change because I don't like it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to stick to my wee Cancer.
Yeah. So the air signs are Aquarius, Gemini, Libra. Water signs are Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, which is great because we're best friends and we're in the same group.
Woo!
And the fire is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So basically Scorpio, Zodiac. So Zodiac signs are basically based on the constellations. Did I say that right?
Yes, you said that right.
Okay, sorry. I just kind of zoned out a little, a tiny bit. They're based on the constellations in the sky. And recently they found out there's a 13th one. Or maybe they knew the whole time, but astrologists back then just ignored it. Yeah, let's discuss stereotypes. Now, Cancer's stereotype is very generous, very in touch with their emotions, a bit whiny, sensitive. They work on when they work on self, on their selves, it's quite impressive, and they're the most giving sign. What do you think about that? Do you think it matches your personality?
I think it does actually, because I'm a really sensitive person. I am whiny sometimes, but I do like to give and I am generous. So I think that is pretty accurate in my opinion. And I don't think I would ever be a Libra. So.
Yeah, I do think in some cases they're quite accurate. For Scorpio, remember these are just stereotypes, so they might not apply to you. So Scorpio is really decisive, all or nothing kind of people. Love or hate them, they're very passionate, and they like to put their heart and souls into what they do. I agree with that in most terms. As in sometimes I am decisive, but sometimes because if I don't plan, I am very decisive. But I do really agree with the all or nothing kind of people, because I think if you're going to do something, I want you to give back the 100% I put into it. I don't really like that there's not much effort into it. But yeah, I am quite passionate. I'm not sure about the love or hate them. I do like to put a lot of heart and soul into things I do. But the problem with that is some people think Scorpios are just sex control freaks.
Oh God, I've heard
It's
that
definitely, yeah, it's a small stereotype. I don't agree with it personally, 'cause I don't
Yeah, I don't
I
think you're that
I'm
type.
not I'm not I'm not like well in my point of view, I'm just not that type of person.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So let's discuss other
You're just
Virgos.
not.
Virgos really helpful, intelligent, count them. I know a lot of Virgos, so do you.
Yeah.
Do you think it's true?
What you say again?
Virgo, really helpful, intelligent, and you can count on them.
Actually, I do think that.
I think it's true in some ways. I know a couple of Virgos that don't really fit into that category, but it's all right.
I mean, everybody's different. Like, some people don't believe in this type of stuff, and it's completely fine. Like, if you don't believe in it, then obviously it doesn't, this
Yeah.
doesn't like count on you, but.
So I think we're going to discuss one or two other signs for stereotypes, and we'll just state all the other ones real quick because we're on a time limit. Gemini, they're curious minds. They have a reputation for being unreliable, flaky, and even two-faced. But in reality, they're very adaptable and they're social butterflies. They can easily flitter from one group to another, and they love discovering new things. What do you think about that?
Personally, I know a Gemini, and like in some ways it is true, but like sometimes I don't like to be mean and like I don't want to admit it, but I mean it is true, like that's what I my opinion is a Gemini, like I
Yeah.
see that in Geminis.
My dad's a Gemini, and I do agree with it slightly, but at the same time, I don't really know what he was like in his youth so much, so I can't really say much about it. Yeah. Anyways, Aries are really determined. They love using their time productively. They can be great thinkers and leaders, and they have dynamic minds. Taurus, they're tenacious personalities, and they're a bit stubborn and materialistic. Once they get started, there's no stopping them. I know a Taurus, but I don't really know if if they're really like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo, super kind, very proud. They are often pleased with themselves, known as being little conceited. Although generosity and big hearts aren't mentioned, it's kind of true. And they're very protective of their loved ones, and they love caring for other people. And Libra, they love learning and they're idealistic. They're indecisive and out of touch with reality, can be dreamy. They like leading humble and simple lives. Sagittarius, they're super upbeat, exaggerating sometimes. They're kind of non-committing people. Lots of things they want to do and experience, like a lot of things on their bucket list, and they're very optimistic. They love seeing people smile because it brightens their day. Capricorn, they love aiming high. They're very ambitious. They're often given the title of boring, emotionless, or even rigid. However, truth is very focused people. However, the truth is, they're very focused people, and they understand that hard work is the key to success. Aquarius. They love adventures. They love standing out from the crowd, and They love being independent. They're free-spirited and love to experience things. And finally, Pisces, they always follow their heart, are known as the drama queens of the zodiac, ready to throw tantrums, crave affection, and they're guided by their hearts, one of the most creative zodiac signs. I agree with that in some ways, but remember, these are stereotypes and they don't always suit you. Let's move on to what would make cute couples. So,
Oh,
this is a
God.
bit of an interesting one, but it's not always true. Apparently,
It
Scorpio and
just struck
Cancer,
on like
apparently Scorpio and Cancer are cute couples, and me and Eliza are Scorpio and Cancer, but we're just best
I
friends, and
don't
we're just not.
believe it.
I would honestly be disgusted if that were to happen. But
Honestly, I think I'd cry.
yeah. Cancer and Pisces make a cute couple, apparently. And Aries and Aquarius, Taurus and Cancer, Gemini and Aquarius, Leo and Sagittarius, Virgo and Taurus. I know a Virgo and a Taurus, and trust me, they do not. They're just not suitable together. I kind of laugh thinking about it because it's a bit strange. Libra and Gemini, Sagittarius and Aries, Capricorn and Taurus, Aquarius and Gemini, Pisces and Scorpio. What do you think about this whole zodiac thing so far?
I like to be intrigued in it. I'm very intrigued in it. It really makes me like think about it, but in some ways I don't think it's always gonna be right. It's never gonna be
Yeah.
always like how you want it to be or like completely spot on, but it's
Yeah.
fun to like to have a little bit fun with. It's not supposed to be too serious, just
Yeah.
fun.
My experience with the zodiac signs, I remember when I was little, I'd have like a crush on someone, and then I search up what their zodiac sign was and our compatibility. Sometimes I'd be kind of disappointed about it, but it was just for fun, really. I actually do kind of hate the fact that sometimes when it doesn't suit you, but like those the Instagram pages that like they have all the zodiac signs and that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I like them. They're fun.
I like them, but at the same time they kind of throw shade at signs and it just annoys me so much.
I like it though. I like seeing, like, oh no, what is it gonna be with me this time? It's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Those funny, like, funny zodiac signs, I love them so much. Honestly, to have fun with it's the best thing.
Yeah, they are quite fun.
If you don't take it too seriously, obviously.
Yeah. To kind of add to this, to put a little fun into it, we're gonna look at an Instagram page and what they post with the zodiac signs. If you want to follow them on Instagram, they're zodiac.sign.lovers. They're quite good in my opinion. Sometimes a bit biased, but it's all right. So, how many people like you? When I read this, I kind of laughed a bit. So, if I'm just gonna read me and Eliza's one just to kind of shorten it a bit. So, October, only one right next to you. The only thing right next to me is a teddy bear, so I don't understand. That sounds a bit lonely, doesn't it? And Cancer, 146. That's very precise, very specific. Hello, did you zone out? Eliza?
Hi, no, I'm fine.
Well, how to end the fight with each sign? Scorpio, be willing to be the bigger person. I'm not really a petty person, to be honest. But if I do get to that stage, which is the worst of me, I suppose that is kind of, in a way, kind of true. Cancer. Show that you care about their feelings. Do you think you agree with that?
What was the question?
How to end a fight with each sign.
Oh, wait, what did it say?
Cancer, show that you care about their feelings.
Oh, yeah, that is me, yes.
Zodiac stereotypes. So, one thing you should take in mind is not all Scorpios are revengeful. Personally, I don't really like revenge at the time. Well, sometimes I do have thoughts about it, but I never really do revenge that much. Cancers. Not all cancers are crybabies, just some of them. What do you think about
That's me.
that? Can you make dinner tonight? Makes a really cute meal that smells delicious. Cancer. I feel like that is you.
Yeah, I think that would be me sometimes.
Scorpio burns the kitchen down. That is me.
Oh my God, we joke about that so much.
Yeah, we joke about how bad my cooking skills are. Anyways, most to least emotional signs. With Cancer placing at number 2, highly sensitive. And Scorpio placing at 6, touchy. I suppose. I feel like I might be like 5.
I think I am the two.
Jealous zodiac signs. High key jealous, Scorpio. I feel like I'm in between high key and low key, but you're in low key, Cancer.
I'm not that of a jealous person. If I am jealous, I don't show it. I don't like to show jealousy. It's not, I don't like it. If I am
Yeah.
jealous, I won't show it, but I'm not usually that jealous.
I don't like showing my jealousy either, but I kind of wish people knew about it and respected it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Teen Thought. We hope you can come for more and we hope you enjoyed this topic. We'll obviously be discussing more social topics such as politics or society structure, gender, sexuality, identity, just different things, really, just for fun. My co-host was Lisa. You'll be seeing her a lot more in these episodes. Woo! And we really enjoyed talking about this, so thank you for listening and come back for more. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.